Good afternoon. My name is Courtney Kendall from the U.S. Department of Energy Solar Program, and I'd like to welcome you to today's webinar titled, Why Are Residential PV Prices in Germany So Much Lower Than in the United States? We're excited to have you with us today. We'll give folks a few more minutes to call in and log on. So while we wait, I will go over some logistics, and then we'll get going with today's webinar. I want to mention that this webinar will be recorded, and everyone today is on listen-only mode. You have two options for how you can hear today's webinar. In the upper right corner of your screen, there is a box that says audio mode. This will allow you to choose whether or not you want to listen to the webinar through your computer speakers or a telephone. As a rule, if you can listen to music on your computer, you should be able to hear the webinar. Select either use telephone or use mic and speakers. If you select use telephone, the box will display the telephone number and specific audio pin you should use to dial in. If you select use mic and speakers, you might want to click on audio setup to test your audio. We will have a Q&A session at the end of the presentation. You can participate by submitting your questions electronically during the webinar. Please do this by going to the questions pane in the box showing on your screen. There you can type in any question that you have during the course of the webinar. Our speakers will address as many questions as time allows after the presentation. So let's go ahead and get started with today's presentation. I would like to introduce both of our speakers today, and they are Galen Barbosa and Yo Seal. Galen is a researcher in the Electricity Markets and Policy Group at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. Galen conducts research and analysis on issues in the electricity industry related to renewable energy, energy efficiency, and regional electric system planning. Within the solar energy sphere, his work focuses on understanding its costs and benefits and on analyzing public policies and utility regulations impacting solar deployment. Among his ongoing work, Galen manages Lawrence Berkeley's annual Tracking the Sun report series, which tracks trends in the installed price of PV in the United States. And our second presenter today is Yo Seal. Yo is a PhD student at UC Berkeley's Energy and Resources Group, where his research focuses on electricity market design and on the integration of high shares of intermittent and distributed renewable generation into the electricity grid. He is a graduate student researcher at the Electricity Markets and Policy Group at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, analyzing the development of wind and solar photovoltaic markets. His past work experience includes stationed at the European Parliament in Belgium, the American Wind Energy Association in Washington, D.C., and the Commission for Renewable Energy Development at the Chinese Energy Ministry in Beijing. Yo holds a Master's of Energy and Resources and a Master's in Public Policy from UC Berkeley. Now, I will go ahead and pass it on to Galen Barbosa. Galen?
All right. Thanks, Courtney. Thanks to all of you for joining us. And also, thanks to the Sunshot Program for supporting this work and putting on this webinar. I'd like to just very quickly give a little bit of background and context on this work before really turning things over to Yo, who's going to give the bulk of the presentation. One of the focal points of the research activity within our group over the past 4 to 5 years has been tracking and analyzing installed cost trends for PV systems in the U.S. And one of the more vexing findings to emerge from that work has been that PV costs in the U.S. have consistently been quite a bit higher than in Germany. And so the work we'll present here is an attempt to try to understand this phenomenon a little bit better. The other important piece of background that I wanted to mention is that over the past year or two, LBL has been involved with some work that NREL has been leading to survey U.S. PV installers in order to collect data from those installers on soft costs or business process costs. And so the work that we're going to present here is something of an outgrowth of that survey project with NREL, where we've taken the U.S. installer survey, adapted it in a number of ways, and fielded that survey instrument to German PV installers. And so what we'll be presenting here largely involves presenting the results of that those German installer surveys and comparing those results to NREL's survey of U.S. installers. And so with that bit of context, I'd like to hand things over to Yo, who will be presenting this work to all of you.
Thank you so much, Galen, and a warm welcome as well from my side to this presentation. I'm excited to present to you some of our research findings on why German residential PV prices are so much lower than in the United States. I will not be able to present all of our research findings. We have a little bit more, and you can see that on our homepage. And for that, you just have to go to emp.lbl.gov and search there among the renewable energy publications. I also want to extend a big thank you to the Sunshot program, which has enabled us to do this research. And with that, I would like to go ahead. So next slide, please, to the table of contents of today's presentation. At first, I would like to give a little bit about the motivation, the scope, and the limitations of our research, and then introduce you to some background and existing literature. In particular, I want to focus there on two hypotheses which have been put up by other authors, namely learning related to the overall PV market size and policy mechanisms helping to drive down the cost of PV systems in Germany. That would be the feed-in tariff. Then we will launch into the heart of our presentation, the German survey results, which we fielded. We focused there on soft cost categories as established by the Department of Energy in the Sunshot program, namely customer acquisition cost, installation labor costs, and permitting interconnection and inspection costs. We also looked at sales taxes in Germany and a few other balance of systems, business process, or soft costs. And in the end, I will sum up the presentation with a brief summary. Next slide, please. Thank you. So the installed price of residential PV is significantly lower in Germany than in the United States, about $2.50 to $3 a watt, and that is primarily due to differences in soft cost or non-hardware cost. That has been known for a while, but relatively little was known about how or why such soft cost components differ. In order to better characterize the nature of these differences, the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory comprehensively reviewed public and private consultant data relevant to the cost structure of residential PV in Germany, and we also fielded two surveys to German PV installers, adapted those from the NREL survey to US installer in order to allow for comparability and to collect granular data on German residential PV soft costs. The focus here on today's presentation is the pre-incentive price paid for customer-owned systems. So here in the United States, with the investment tax credit and a variety of state incentives, the final price the customer pays might be lower than the original price. In Germany, there are no such upfront rebates, and so we only compare the pre-incentive prices. And we also focus only on customer-owned systems. The German residential PV market is almost entirely customer-owned. Here in the United States, there is a substantial third-party ownership presence, but pricing is sometimes impacted by a methodology called appraised values, and we did not really want to go into that. So today, only customer-owned PV systems. The analysis here is intended to be a first cut and serves to highlight specific areas where future research could reveal additional insights. The survey focus was on quantifying these differences in specific business process costs, but there is some additional research needed to confirm and characterize the differences in more detail, as well as to link those observed differences to real underlying market drivers. And with that, I would like to go to the next slide. Thank you. So here's an overview of the overall PV market, both in Germany and in the United States. You can clearly see here that the annual additions, symbolized by the bars, are much larger in Germany than in the United States. Up until the year 2003, installations were roughly similar, but then there was an amendment of the German Renewable Energy Law, which propelled growth of the PV industry in Germany. The years 2010, 2011, and 2012 were each record years with more than 7.5 gigawatts of new annual installations, which propelled Germany now at the end of 2012 to a cumulative 32.5 gigawatts. That is a cumulative market share of the global PV market of nearly 38%, so nearly 2 out of every 5 modules in the world are installed in Germany. The United States has a smaller PV market, roughly 7% of the global market share, but it has also been steadily growing over the last years. In the year 2012, we expect about 3.3 gigawatts, which would then lead to a cumulative market size of 7.7 gigawatts. These numbers presented here are the overall PV market, which include residential, commercial, industrial, and utility scale applications. And with that, I would like to go to the next slide. Thank you. So here we have focused only on the residential sub-market. As well, we can see here that the German market is significantly larger than in the United States. On the left hand, we have annual residential installations. On the right hand, the cumulative residential PV installations. For the year 2012, the German residential market was a little bit smaller in comparison to the 2011 residential additions with only 675 megawatts. However, the cumulative residential market in Germany is now about 4.1 gigawatts. In the United States, we had a new record in the year 2012. Up until the third quarter, there were 320 megawatts installed, leading to a cumulative market size of 1,250 megawatts in the United States. Now, Germany is a much smaller country than the United States and has much fewer people. So if one adjusts this on a per capita basis, the differences become really stark between the two markets. If one would imagine an average household of 3 people and an average residential PV system of 5 kilowatts, one could picture that roughly 1 in 33 households has by now a PV system in Germany at the end of 2012, whereas in the United States at the end of 2012, only 1 in 415 households has a PV system. And even in big PV markets such as California, only 1 in every 130 households has a PV system. So especially when going through the sunny areas of Germany and southern Germany, it is very difficult to walk through neighborhoods without seeing PV systems. And as we will highlight later on, this will affect general customer awareness. With that, I would like to go to the next slide. Thank you. So here, finally, we now see some prices. Long-term pricing trends for residential systems defined here as being smaller or equal to 10 kilowatts. And then in Germany, it's a little bit difficult to precisely define the market here because some systems might even be larger than 10 kilowatts, and there are no federal statistics about the customer's type, only the system size. But we've decided to limit our analysis to systems smaller than 10 kW. And only customer-owned PV systems, as previously mentioned. We see that until the year 2005-2006, prices were fairly similar between both Germany and the United States, and that afterwards, though, prices decreased then increasingly. And what is especially interesting is that during times of nearly stagnant module cost, up until the year 2008, when we did not have such strong competition in the module market as we have it today, the German residential PV installers were able to reduce their non-module costs significantly. So at the end of 2011, we have average US residential prices of $6.20, in Germany about $3.40. It is important to keep in mind here that the US market is comprised out of a variety of sub-markets and dominated here in particular by the Californian PV market, which is the largest in the country, but at the same time also the most costly, or with the market with the highest prices. So the $6.20 here are to some extent influenced by this large share of Californian systems. Other markets, for example Arizona, are significantly cheaper with only $5.25 or so at the end, or as an average of 2011. On the next slide, we can zoom in to the quarterly distribution since the beginning of 2010. And here we see that prices have declined roughly in parallel between Germany and the United States, maintaining a price gap between $2.80 and $3 a watt. I was not able to do yet a comprehensive analysis for the year 2012. We are currently preparing here at Lawrence Berkeley for our next episode of Tracking the Sun report, this data. So I used for the year 2012 California Solar Initiative prices, which again, as previously mentioned, are a little bit higher than the national average. But prices seem to move roughly in parallel. For the third quarter in 2012, GTM and SEIA estimate residential PV prices in the US to be at $5.20 a watt, while the German Solar Industry Association expects or estimates PV prices for residential systems in Germany at $2.40. On a personal note, on our family house in Germany, we are currently installing a PV system as well, and we are quoted their prices around $1.70 a watt for a small 5-kilowatt system. Now, those costs would be associated with a final system cost of $8,500. A similar system at fourth quarter prices in the United States would cost $26,000. So here we have a difference of $17,500. And this, of course, if one would be able to bring prices here in the United States down a little bit further, would, of course, make a great case for overall competitiveness of PV and attractiveness for customers. And with that, I would like to go to the next slide. Thank you. So a small body of literature had explored already the underlying reasons for this price gap between the German and the American market. We started about 1.5 years ago. Since then, there has been significantly more coverage on that topic. And they have postulated a number of different hypotheses. For example, value-based pricing, so that because there are more generous subsidies and potentially less competition amongst the installers in the United States, these installers can charge higher prices in comparison to Germany. Also, a hypothesis was that there is a preference for premium products in the United States. Others have stipulated that customer acquisition costs could be lower in Germany because of the simpler or more certain value proposition of the PV system in conjunction with the solar policy of the feed-in tariff, combined with the critical mass of demand and economies of scale. Installation labor costs might be lower because of greater experience of the installer base and as well economies of scale. Permitting costs can be lower in Germany due to fewer requirements and greater standardization, and electrical requirements and interconnection processes might be less onerous in Germany. Our analysis complements that literature by deriving estimates for specific business process costs via two surveys of German residential installers, which we then can compare to previous findings for the United States. And we have used large samples of system prices for both German and US systems to compare the price developments and price distributions. However, before diving into those details, I would like to have a quick look at two meta-level arguments why prices might be lower in Germany, namely market size and policy design. So in order to look at market size, I would like to go to the next slide, where we have here a simplified learning curve analysis. Traditional learning curve analyses have focused on global module production costs, which were plotted against the global module production capacity. We look here only at non-module costs, which we declare to be a proxy for soft costs, and plot these against cumulative national PV capacity and not global PV capacity. So we see here that roughly for the first gigawatt installed in both countries, the non-module costs were fairly similar. However, since then, German installers were able to reduce their non-module costs while growing the market a little bit more than the United States. So at a time when the German market was roughly the size of the American market, German non-module costs were already $1.30 below US costs. Since then, the German market grew again, and we have now, because of that, associated potentially $1.50 of additional cost reductions. The simple regression analysis also shows that the development of non-module costs is less correlated with market growth in the United States than in Germany, where 52% of the price variation might be explained by factors other than mere market growth. In Germany, only 9% of the variation is explained by other factors. Also, the learning rate for non-module costs is lower in the United States. So for each doubling of the market size, prices decrease only by 7% in the United States, whereas they decrease by 15% for Germany. So this simplified analysis here shows that market size alone may only explain half of the price gap, and that other factors have to be taken into account in order to explain really the difference between the two markets. I would like to go now to the next slide to have a look at larger scale policy and design issues. So the Bloomberg New Energy Finance has indicated that there might be a presence of value-based pricing both in Germany and in the United States. And so following that hypothesis, the iterative reduction of the feed-in tariff has pressed German PV installers to lower their systems repeatedly in order to maintain an attractive investment for the customer. The graph might be a little bit confusing here. At first, on the right hand, on the right axis, we have the feed-in tariff in dollars per kilowatt hour. It was very generous in the beginning in 2004, with nearly 90 cents a kilowatt hour. However, since then, it has been reduced, usually on an annual basis, to now about 20 cents a kilowatt hour in the beginning of 2013. As the feed-in tariff payments are guaranteed over a period of 20 years, it is fairly easy to calculate the net present value of that system associated with a revenue stream. And that revenue stream is impacted primarily just by the presence of sun in that region. So in northern Germany, we don't get as much sun, indicated by the purple dotted line here. So the net present value overall on the left axis is less than in the sunny south, with the red bars and the upper lines. We can now see how these net present values of the PV systems follow and potentially drive system cost reductions, which are indicated by the green dots. In general, it is important to be noted that although 20 cents a kilowatt hour might sound still very high, Germany has much less sun as the United States. We have average insolation rates of Alaska. And so if one would be able to bring German system prices over to the United States, of course, the generation costs and needed compensation, of course, would have to be much lower. So, given these two broad statements on market size and policy differences, let's see how they manifest in specific soft components. And with that, I would like to go over to the next slide, please, the survey results. Next slide again. So first, a little overview of our survey methodology. The German survey focused, again, on the DOE soft cost categories of the Sunshard program on customer acquisition, permitting, interconnection, and inspection costs, and installation labor. As mentioned by Galen in the beginning of this phone call, it was adapted from a previous NREL survey, which asked installers in the United States about their soft costs in the year 2010. In general, we ask either about average labor hours for a certain business process or for total annual expenditures. And we then convert these hour or total annual expenditures either then by wage rate or installed capacity to dollars per watt. The first survey asked, which we fielded in Germany in early 2012, asked about a multitude of costs of residential systems installed in the year 2011. Because we got rather surprising results on installation labor time requirements, we decided to field a second survey in October 2012 about the preceding 12 months. Both survey instruments were written in German and distributed by email to 300 German residential installers and also fielded online on a website. Our German sample is about half the size of the US sample for the year 2010, with 24 to 41 participating installers who installed about 2,000 systems corresponding to 10 to 17 megawatts. Next slide, please. So here a little characterization of our raw sample. Most of the respondents in both surveys are small volume installers who installed less than 50 systems per year. The median amount was about 25 or 26 systems. And that aligns well with our understanding of the German market, where we do not really have one or two or three large national companies who really cover a lot of the German market share, but most of the PV systems in Germany are installed by small local craftsmen. The analysis of the average system size is resulted in about 6 kilowatts and 8 kilowatts for German systems, residential systems, in the year 2011 and 2012. Next slide, please. So here we have a bottom-up cost model for the German residential PV system based on the responses from our survey participants. Module prices for the year 2011 on average were still fairly high at $1.82. At the end of 2011, of course, that was much lower, and by now, of course, these module prices have come down a lot. Then there were some costs associated with an inverter and other hardware. Project-specific costs, such as installation labor costs, permitting, interconnection, and inspection costs, or direct customer acquisition, accounted only for 18 cents per watt for German residential PV systems. There were then other non-project-specific costs, such as general overhead, cost of failed bids, or general advertising expenses, which were estimated with 15 cents. The final net profit was given with 28 cents a watt. So overall, this then corresponds to $3 a watt for German residential systems, which is a little bit lower than the prices previously reported for the year 2011 by EUPD of $3.44, however, much in line with other estimates of Photon. Next slide, please. So here we have, again, a bottom-up cost model for Germany and the United States. The German results come from our German survey. The U.S. Results here are sourced from different sources. On the one hand, GTM and SEA for the module and inverter prices, annual cost modeling work on the other hardware costs, and then the large chunk of $3.34 is the implied residual between those hardware cost estimates on the one hand and the final system prices, which we know fairly well from our Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory tracking the Sun database, where we cover about 70% of the installed PV capacity in the United States. So we see that most of the difference between the German and the US market stems from these soft costs. In the soft costs in Germany only account for about 20% of the final system price. In the United States, they are 54% of the final system price. As I mentioned before, modules are by now largely a global good. Recent price differences between Germany and the United States are estimated to be only 5 cents a watt or so. And as I said again, module prices, of course, have come down significantly since 2011. At the end of 2012, factory gate prices are quoted at 65 cents a watt, and that is a blended average between Chinese and non-Chinese modules. Residential inverters, however, are not a global good, and this is largely due to different electrical requirements in Europe and in the United States due to the national electric codes. For example, variations in DC side voltage or requirements about reactive power supply, or the ability to deregulate a PV system remotely by utilities, which is now demanded in Europe. Also, microinverters are not very common yet in Europe, in contrast to the United States, which enable a higher performance but are usually more expensive. Yeah. There are potentially some differences in the mounting structures and associated costs because of differences in the roofing materials, but we're going to talk about that later. Next slide, please. So in order to convert now the labor hour requirements which we have asked for in our survey, we need to have a corresponding wage rate in order to come to cost. And we have asked about that in our survey. Those numbers are given here with the dark red bars. For comparison, we have also quoted numbers here from the German statistical agency, DESTATIS. However, it is important to keep in mind that those numbers are for the whole German economy and are not specific to the PV sector alone. So, for example, in these small businesses, the business owner might be involved in the process of selling the PV system or doing some administrative labor, which then leads to higher hourly wages for such tasks. In general, installation labor is a little bit cheaper in Germany than in the United States, while other tasks may be more expensive in Germany. For the United States, we used labor wages from RS Means, as they were also used by NREL for their cost modeling efforts. These numbers here represent fully burdened wages, so they include expenses for welfare, health care, or pension payments. Next slide, please. Over the following slides, I will now first present some of our German results and then compare them with American results for specific business process costs. So here we have first customer acquisition costs. Most of our respondents reported low customer acquisition costs of less than 15 cents a watt. There were a few small volume installers who reported somewhat higher costs. On average, though, 3 hours are needed for a sales representative and then an additional 2 hours for a system design, which then corresponds to 4 cents and 1 cent each. In addition, there are some general non-project specific marketing and advertising costs, such as placing an ad on a website or in a newspaper, which correspond to about 2 cents a watt. Next slide, please. So here we compare now the custom acquisition cost to the United States, and we see that there are strong differences, nearly by a factor of 10, which can be explained to some extent by a lower success rate of bidding. So in the United States, only 30% of the bids ultimately lead to a completed project, whereas in Germany that's 40%. However, I think maybe more significant might be partnerships between a particular local installer and equipment manufacturers such as Marshall manufacturers or inverter manufacturers. So if I would be interested in Solar World modules, I could go to the Solar World homepage, enter my zip code, and then Solar World links me to local residential PV installers who then approach me with their bids. Alternatively, I can go to lead aggregation websites where I can put in my zip code, my roof area, the inclination of the roof, and the azimuth, and then again I'm paired with 2 to 5 local residential installers. So, of course, that is a customer acquisition process which is quite cheap. Langen has previously pointed out that the customer acquisition costs may be lower in Germany because of the more certain value proposition with the feed-in tariff, where it's that easy to generate or calculate the net present value, whereas in the United States, with varying values of the needed net metering policy, that might be a little bit more difficult. Also, there has been more installer learning in Germany, and by now a critical mass of PV systems already being installed in Germany for word of mouth. As I mentioned before, when you walk through the streets and see PV systems installed everywhere, it's easier to think about whether you might want to do that as well. Next slide, please. This slide shows the permitting, interconnection, and inspection costs for German residential systems. Overall, they are very low and account only for 3 cents a watt on average. All of our respondents reported less than 10 hours for PII activities and no fee whatsoever. The average labor requirements was at 5 hours, and that was, again, confirmed by a separate PV legal survey as being the lowest among all European countries. This can be partly explained by the fact that permit requests and incentive applications are done exclusively online, and usually no permit inspection is needed by a local county official to supervise structural or electrical code requirements. Next slide, please. Here we compare now the prices with the United States. And we see that more time is needed for the average U.S. installation, roughly 22 hours for PII, or permitting, interconnection, and inspection requirements, in comparison to the previously mentioned 5 hours in Germany. This labor requirement is associated with 15 cents a watt of labor cost, and then in addition we have in many places in the United States additional permitting fees. We assume these to be $430 a system, which would then translate to 9 cents a watt. This topic has been widely discussed by now in the United States, and the Sunshine Program has done a great deal in order to drive down these PII costs. They can be partly explained that by the fact that although there are U.S. national codes and standards for structural and electrical requirements of PV systems, these national codes can be complemented by rules of state authorities and may be enforced in a varying manner by local level authorities, so-called authorities having jurisdictions. And of these authorities having jurisdictions, we have more than 18,000 in the United States. As mentioned before, there are by now many streamlining efforts underway. California, for example, has published a guideline book for permitting in order to streamline those costs. And it is important to keep in mind that these direct PII costs only account for about 4% of the overall system price in the United States and can explain only 7% of the differences in prices between Germany and the United States. So these direct costs might not be the primary factor or driver of price differences. It is, however, important to keep in mind that there are indirect costs, such as lost customers, long waiting times for approval, and a recent report by Clean Power Finance has highlighted other negative implications. So it's not just these direct costs here. Next slide, please. The field of insulation labor is shown here now. In Germany, the second survey revealed that we have, on average, 39 man hours required for installing German residential PV systems. In general, the responses range between 25 and 50 hours. And we asked our several respondents to what extent electrician or non-electrician labor was used in Germany, and non-electrician labor, which is a little bit cheaper, seems to make the bulk of the installation labor. So these 39 hours are then related to 23 cents a watt. Next slide, please. Here we compare the German residential installation labor requirements with American requirements, and we see that German systems are installed in nearly half the time in comparison to U.S. systems. Both countries have a higher share of non-electrician installation labor, and because the non-electrician installation labor is even a little bit cheaper in Germany, the overall price difference is then, again, a little bit larger in Germany. So we have 23 cents a watt in Germany compared to 59 cents a watt in the United States. Next slide, please. This difference in the installation time requirements can be partly explained by different mounting practices. So in Germany, roof tiles are often used, which can easily be pushed backwards and then allow for an easy and quick installation of roof hooks for the mounting system. In the United States, roof shingles are somewhat more prevalent, which require roof penetration and additional flashing for weatherproofing afterwards. Whether this can account really for the additional 30 watt hours is questionable. We also asked about differences in the usage of an extra conduit for wiring between the PV panels and the inverter. However, there was no clear trend among the German responses, and different practices and grounding requirements stemming from the National Electric Code here in the United States, the German practices. However, there was no clear trend emerging amongst the German respondents as well. So this is an area for further research. Next slide, please. With that, we have left most of the business process costs behind. So here we just have a quick look now at sales tax exemptions. In Germany, one does not have to pay effectively sales taxes for the residential PV system. Usually we have a value added tax of 19%, but PV owners are exempted due to certain tax clauses. In the United States, 23 states assess sales taxes on residential PV systems, which usually range between 4% and 8% per system. And then many local governments also have additional sales taxes. So given the spatial distribution of PV systems and accounting for sales tax exemptions in some states, state and local sales taxes added in the year 2011 about 21 cents a watt to the median price of U.S. residential PV. Next slide, please. Here we have a summary of the identified business process costs. We see overall that all the soft cost components are smaller in Germany in comparison to the United States. On the right hand, we have this large category of overhead, profit, and other residual soft costs. This comes from the fact that we have our final system price, then we have different estimates for the hardware cost components and then the identified soft cost components. However, the bottom-up price model left a significant residual, which could include other overhead costs, other residual soft costs, which we have not explicitly asked for, such as property-related expenses for rent, utilities, etc., inventory-related costs, additional insurances or fee, or other general administrative costs. Our estimate here of $1.61 for overhead, profit, and residual soft costs is in general consistent with some findings of Clean Power Finance. Research by Woodlawn Associates has suggested that the profit margins among U.S. and dollars can be quite low. So that would imply that the differences shown for the profit margins are not really the primary drivers here. However, we didn't have good data on net margin rates in the United States, so we cannot really talk to that point. Next slide, please. This slide here sums up the differences which I just identified. On the left side, we have the German system price as the base, and then the additional cost of $3.19, which occurs among American systems, where customer acquisition costs make up among the business process costs for the largest chunk, installation labor with 36 cents, and then, of course, the big residual cost component of $1.32. Next slide, please. So what can we take away from this presentation? The possible market drivers for the soft cost differential between Germany and the United States can partly be referenced to the greater market-wide deployment and the longevity of the German market, which has allowed for cost reductions based on install experience. In general, the German market has less market fragmentation. We really only talk about one contiguous market and one regulatory framework with a strong national renewable energy law and one national electric code. Also, the higher population density in Germany allows for lower overhead transport and supply chain costs. In the United States, in contrast, we're talking about at least 50 different markets, each state being one, due to the regulation of retail electricity prices by state public utility commissions, and even many more when one considers local permitting, inspection, and interconnection rules of these authorities having jurisdictions. In general, the larger and more concentrated market in Germany may have facilitated lower customer acquisition cost. And these can be explained to some extent as well by cultural differences. Germany has decided to phase out all nuclear power by the year 2022, and there is a great awareness among most German residents about the threats of climate change and the necessity of carbon mitigation. So being a participant in this energy transition, as it is officially dubbed, receives a lot of press coverage, and so that might bring the decision to invest into a PV system more on the forefront of people's minds. Next slide, please. Here, we also see again that the PII processes are less onerous in Germany, and no permitting fee is required, which leads to lower costs. In general, the feed-in tariff has a more simple and certain value proposition. In the United States, we have this package out of the varying value of net metering policies, state incentives, and the federal tax incentives. And on top of it, in order to really make use of the federal tax incentives, one needs tax equity, and not everybody has that. So that, on the one hand, might allow for lower customer acquisition costs, and then at last, the declining feed-in tariff and the high competition amongst German installers yields a big pressure for price reductions. Next slide, please. So the policy implications of this presentation and the findings which we have. In order to reduce PV prices, the United States may require that policies that enable a large and durable market size a concentrated market, so wherever possible, minimize fragmentation, either within a state by streamlining PII requirements across counties, or even across the whole United States. Having a simple, transparent, and certain incentive structure, simple interconnection permitting and inspection requirements, and regular incentive declines that drive and follow cost reductions. With that, I would like to go to the next slide. So a few suggestions for future research. This was, as said, again, just a first scoping analysis and more refined analysis, especially on overhead costs and margins amongst American installers are needed. Also, one should better understand the pricing decisions of installers and competition between installers, such as the degree of value-based pricing. One should further investigate installation practices and different regulatory requirements between Germany and the United States and how that leads to the differences in installation labor requirements and potentially compare supply chain margins between the two countries, although we've seen that hardware costs don't really account for that much of the price differences. A last one may want to assess the role of the feed-in tariff policies in Germany in stimulating price reductions and potential implications for U.S. solar policy. And with that, I would like to go to the last slide. And thank you very much for your attention and attending this webinar, and look forward to answering potential questions which remain. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Yo. And thank you, Galen. We would like to thank our speakers today, Galen Barbosa and Yo Seal, for their time today. And we will be posting the presentation slides, audio, and questions and answers within the next week on the meetings and workshops page of the SunShot website at www.energy.gov/sunshot. This concludes today's webinar. Thank you for attending, and goodbye.